Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Trust you are doing well, and of course, the Father is gracing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, we are talking about spiritual awakening, what this is even all about. Thank you to Dr. Thabang Tshilwane. We call him Dr. TC. That's what they call him in the government. They call him TC, Dr. TC. Right, and let's listen also to Dr. Barata from the Sifako Makatu University of Medicine. And here she comes answering the very same question.
Welcome, dear friends of Radio Pulpit, and thank you for tuning in today. I don't believe it is by accident that you are listening right now. I believe God has arranged this moment to speak directly to your heart. You see, life can sometimes feel like we are moving on autopilot, rushing through our days, busy with work, family, and responsibilities. We smile on the outside, but deep inside, our spirit feels tired, maybe even asleep. But here's the good news, dear listeners. God is calling us to wake up, to rise from spiritual slumber and to step into His light, His love, and His power. The Bible says in Isaiah 60 verse 1, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you." Today we are going to talk about what it really means to experience a spiritual awakening, to come alive again in God. And my prayer is that by the end of this program, you will not just hear the words, but you will feel the stirring of God's Spirit awakening something new inside of you. Let us start with Ephesians chapter number 5, verse 14. It says, "Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Just think about it for a moment. God is inviting us to rise, to wake up, and His promise is, if you rise, you will shine. Some of you listening right now might feel spiritually tired. Maybe your prayer life has grown cold. Maybe your faith feels weak. Maybe you've been walking in darkness. But today, God says, wake up, let my light shine on you. Now, can I ask you this question? Are you awake in Christ, or are you spiritually asleep? Remember, Christ's light doesn't just expose darkness. It heals, it restores, it renews. Awakening begins the moment we step into that light. God doesn't just want us to change our routine. He wants to change our heart. As we listen to Ezekiel, or we read through Ezekiel chapter number 36, verse 26, it says, "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh." Dear friends, or dear brethren, that is what awakening is all about. Transformation from the inside out. Maybe life has hardened you. Maybe you've been hurt. Maybe you've been disappointed. Or maybe disappointment or sin has left you, your heart rather, like a stone. But God says, "I can make you new. I can soften your heart. I can fill you with my spirit." Right now, would you just place your hand over your heart and whisper to yourself, "Lord, give me a new heart. Awaken me inside." Psalm 57 verse 8 says, "Awake my glory, awake harp and lyre, I will awaken the dawn." Did you notice that? The psalmist says, "I will awaken the dawn." In other words, my praise will wake me up. Sometimes the quickest way to a spiritual awakening is not through asking, but through praising. Praise breaks heaviness. Praise shifts the atmosphere. Praise wakes up your spirit. I want you to try it right now. Just say out loud wherever you are, "Thank you, Lord. You are good. You are faithful. You are my light. Did you feel that? That little shift, that's awakening through praise. Jesus said in John 8 verse 32, then you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. Many of us remain spiritually asleep because we are living under lies. Lies from the enemy, lies from the world, lies we tell ourselves. I'm not enough. God doesn't love me. Things will never change. But awakening comes when we replace lies with truth. The truth is, you are loved, you are chosen, and you are forgiven. You are called. Take a moment to breathe that in. God's truth sets you free. Finally, let us remember the ultimate awakening. According to the book of Daniel, chapter number 12, verse 2, that says, multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt. One day, every one of us will awaken, either to eternal life with God or eternal separation from Him. That's why today matters. Spiritual awakening is not just about living better here on earth, it's about preparing for eternity. Romans chapter 13 verse 11 reminds us, the hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. Beloved, the time is now. The time is now. The time is now. There is no better time than this time that you and I have now. God is calling you. He is calling me. He is calling His church to awaken. Not tomorrow, not next week, but today. So let us rise. Let us open our hearts. Let us live wide awake in Christ. Lastly, we are going to take this moment to pray together and say, Father, thank you for your word that calls us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Today, we choose to awaken. Shine your light on us. Give us new hearts. Set us free with your truth. Stir us by your spirit. Help us to walk awake, alert, and alive in you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Now, wherever you are, I want you to repeat this after me. I am awake in Christ. My heart is alive.
Yes.
My spirit is on fire. The light of Jesus shines on me. And I will walk in His truth and His power. Say it again with faith. I am awake in Christ. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Friends, thank you for joining me today. Remember, awakening is not a one-time event. It's a daily choice to live in the light, to live in truth, and to live in the power of the Spirit. Stay awake in prayer. Stay awake in the Word. Stay awake in His presence. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you wide awake to His glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Dr. Barata Muema there. And we really appreciate, ma'am. We really appreciate. Thank you.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Take Radio Pulpit wherever you go. Listen live on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts. Radio Pulpit, your Christian alternative at your fingertips.
All right, before we listen to Brian Mashike, Bishop Brian Mashike, I'd like to go back to Muruti Karabumraka. When we touch base on this, the very issue of awakening, people have perspectives on this, and I am very much excited by what I hear. But it's also about restoration. Psalms chapter 80, verses 7 says, "Restore us, O Yahuwah, the Elohim of hosts. Cause your face to shine and we shall be saved." Restoration to salvation. In other words, also it means the things that also we see with Josiah in 2 Kings chapter 23, verses 4. "And the king commanded Hilkiah the high priest, the priest of the second order, and the doorkeepers to bring out of the temple of the Elohim all the articles that were made for Baal, for Asherah, and for all the hosts of heaven. And he burned them outside Jerusalem in the field of Kidron and carried their ashes to Bethel." This is a total cleansing. Muruti, what comes to mind?
Amen. I've been listening to the two doctors, and really we appreciate what they have contributed. And, you know, as I was listening, I realized that from yourself, myself, Pastor Kabamba, and them, we have really been speaking to spiritual awakening amongst those who are already awake. Because the first awakening spiritually is to become born again. Because then our spirits are awakened by the Spirit of God. And now, having become children of God who are awake in the Spirit, in our spirit, we need to be awake in our souls, in our deep thinking. And that's what we have largely been speaking to. I would like to speak, even as you are speaking about Josiah cleansing the temple, that it's important that for those who are listening and even wondering about what you are talking about, if you have not made Jesus your trust,
trust in
all things, you are still spiritually defunct. And the Word of God says in Colossians chapter 2, verse 12, and I'm going to read it and then read Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 also. In chapter 12, it says, in chapter 2, verse 12, it says, that at that season you were without Christ, being aliens from the citizenship of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Sorry, that which I was reading was in Ephesians, actually. In as much as it paints the picture of those who are not born again. I don't think it was by mistake. It was the Holy Spirit showing, if you are not born again, you are outside. of the covenant. But now, Colossians chapter 2, verse 14, if you have believed in your heart that Yeshua of Nazareth is the one who died on the cross and was buried in a grave in Jerusalem, and the Father woke him on the third day, you have been made righteous in your spirit. If you believe that, you have been woken together with him. Let's hear it here in Colossians chapter 2, verse 12. Buried with him in immersion, in which you also were awoken together with him through faith in the effectuating of God, who woke him out of the defunct. You see, when he was woken out of the defunct, those that believe actually were also woken together with him, jointly with him, out of the spiritual defunctness. And then Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If then you were woken together with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. If accentuate things above, not things upon the earth. For you died off, and your life is hidden together with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, manifests, then you also will manifest together with him in his glory. You see, one, the first step of spiritual awakening is actually making sure that you put your trust on Jesus as the solution that the Father has given for sin, which had separated us from him. And then Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6 says, and awoken together and made to sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Verse 5 says, even when you were defunct in trespasses, he made alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and woken together and made to sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. Our spirit become woken up together with Christ when he was woken up on that third day, if we put our trust in him and we open our mouth and confess that he is our Lord, he rules us. We are no more ruled by any other entity. When we are like that, we are awoken in our spirit. And now we need to be awoken. All these other scriptures now, like the scripture in Ephesians chapter 5, which says, awake, you who sleep, be resurrected out of the defunct, and let Christ shine upon you. It is speaking to my soul who is born again. I need to bring the second witness, because at the mouth of two or three witnesses, the matter is established. We shouldn't just rest on one witness of the Spirit having woken up. We must bring our deep thinking also to be awoken. Romans chapter 13 speaks to this. It says, and this knowing the season, that now the hour to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. the doctor spoke to this. The night is far spent. The day is near. Therefore, let us cut off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. These are those whose spirits are awake. They must make sure that their souls are awake as well. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and rivalry, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill his desires. Those who are saying, I am a child of God, I am born again, we need to make sure that we awake out of slumber, out of sleep, by making sure that we don't make any provision for the flesh to fulfill its desires.
Thank you, sir.
Thola inkuthazo yakho nokuphakanyisa kanye nokuqiniswa imihla namalanga ekhasini lethu leFacebook. Hlanganyela nomphakathi weRadio Pulpit kuFacebook.
Talk about the very notion of the awakening. I also looked into 2 Chronicles 9, it says, nevertheless, good things are found in you, in that you have removed the wooden images from the land and have prepared your heart to seek the Elohim. An awakening is when we also, as a body of believers, so the body of the Hamashiach,
go forth and speak and expose those things which are an abomination to the Most High for the sake of the goodness of the nation, and that the nation starts to come to the knowledge of the Father. Because I remember at some stage in Psalms 51:13 says that I will teach transgressors your way and sinners shall be converted to you. It's about a total transformation of not just only us, because already in us it's happening, but also to pass it on that it happened throughout the nation, sir.
Yeah, definitely. That is what we are called to do. Because we have, as we mentioned, remember when I started, I mentioned about the day of Pentecost. What happened is when the people were filled with the Holy Spirit, they had to convey the message to the people who did not know the Father, and through their messages, people came to know, and people came to be saved, as Muruti Muraka mentioned. And that way, I mean, everything started becoming even more and more beautiful, and we start seeing the light of God in whatsoever that, I mean, the Lord wanted us to know and to see. Now, talking about a spiritual awakening, because here, yes, on one hand, we as children of God, we need to awake from our sleep, because the Bible is talking about that we need to awake from sleep as the time is approaching. Because what happened is when you are used to something, you get to a place whereby that something is no longer important. You don't see the importance of it anymore. You know, when you're used to something, and that thing, it does not really matter anymore. And that's what, I mean, we kind of looking at, especially nowadays with our churches, we have come with what you call some rituals that we do, some things that we do, and those have become a norm. And because they become a norm, we don't see anything, we don't see the use of something new, something great. Now, there is a problem. When you need now to go to the something new, that way we need to be very careful in order to discern which one is the right thing and which one is not. Because nowadays, as we can see, when you talk about awakening, people can decide, can define it in their own perspective, in their own ways. Some they can say, for me, awakening is to maybe embrace this type of teaching. Some might say, for me, awakening is to remain in this or not in that. And all these questions, that way we mentioned when I was finishing my first intervention, I said, we need to be very capable of listening to the voice of the Master. Because when you listen to this voice, you know, you won't follow what is not. That's why the work of the ministry is to teach, is to equip the people for the work of ministry so that they may grow, people may grow to the level of maturity. when you grow to the level of maturity, you will know when there's a wind of doctrine, will be able to stand, to resist whatever wind of doctrine, because that's what confuses a lot of things. Because when you talk about awakening, there are also messages that are coming that might not be from the Father, and those messages, if we are not very careful, we might fall for it and then be in trouble. And now Paul here will speak, as you mentioned, that I mean, the awakening is also to give us that, just to boost us, to give us that courage to stand in order to break away or to remove whatsoever that is not glorifying our Father, and to put it aside and to put it out of the way, so the people of God may see the light and follow the light and only the light. Now, all this is also required for us as children of God, as Paul will speak to the book of Romans, Romans 12, he was speaking about Romans 12 from verse 1 and 2. He said, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to do what to present your bodies, dedicating all yourselves as set apart as a living sacrifice, holy and well-pleasing to God, which is your rational, logical, intelligent act of worship. And do not be conformed to the world, to this world any longer, with its superficial values or customs, but do what? Be transformed and progressively change as you mature spiritually. By what? By renewing your mind, focusing on the godly values and ethical attitude, so that you may prove for yourselves what is the will of God, that which is good and acceptable and perfect in his own plan and purpose for you. You see here, when we are renewed, when our mind are renewed, we'll be able to know. When our mind are now focusing on the Messiah, we'll be able to know which one is for him and which one is not. That's why we'll be capable of understanding the will of the Father in such a way that we can separate, we can remove all the idols, we can remove anything that is not of the Father. Because today, anything can go, anything people can accept. You know, today I was thinking about, I mean, this is my philosophy, I mean, not my philosophy, but my understanding of things. I was talking to a pastor today, I said, when you come to the church today, who are the members, the most important members in the church? Or who is the person, I mean, the most important member in the church? Today, if you ask this question, they will tell you that if the pastor is the most important member in the church, that will be the answer from everybody. But the truth of the matter is, because people put the pastor as the most important person in the church, people tend now to worship him, to worship the pastor, the prophet, and so on. All these are leaders. We tend now to revere them, to focus on them more than even focusing on the Messiah. Then if we want to be able to understand, then our mind is to be renewed in order to understand the word of God, so that we may be able to understand what are the important members in the body. You realize, for me, I'll go in decreasing ways. I'll go from the what I consider for me the most important people in the church until you get to them, to the less important. And somebody might say, why do you go that way? But I've got my own reasons. I'll say this. In the church, for instance, for me, the people who do work of cleaning the church, making sure that the church look neat and clean and whatever that you can imagine, these are the most important people in the church. Secondly, for me, the people who are most important are the ushers, people who stand on the door. Thirdly, the people who are most important are the intercessors. Fourthly, the people who are most important are the praise and worship team. And lastly, not least, also the pastor is the last person to be important. Why am I saying that? Because even the life of the pastor is in the hands of the people cleaning the church. Because the people cleaning the church, if they want to destroy the pastor, they can destroy the pastor easily. They can poison him. They can put poison in whatever pastor sits. They can put poison on the altar. They can destroy him anytime. But guess what? Today we take the pastor as the most important person, and the pastor can come to church and scold everybody, can scream at everyone, can do whatever he wants to do, and everyone will obey him as if he's the main man. What things supposed to be in a very different way. When you read the Bible in the book of 1 Corinthians 12, when you go to verse 26, 27, the Bible speaking to us about the members that are not mostly considered, members that are not even visible, are the most important members in the body. When you do not consider that, we cannot have a church that is vibrant. If you don't consider the people that are not seen, the people do not sit in front, we cannot have a revival. We cannot have an awakening. For today, we are destroying ourselves. We are destroying the very revolution or the very revival that will take place in our churches by the way we are leading the church. We sit in front. The pastor, if you want, the pastor wants to see Samuel now. The pastor says, Samuel, I want to see you in my office. I will run quickly to his office. But if I want to see the pastor, he will tell me you need an appointment. Now, the question is, who is important in that regard? The pastor sees himself very important. And the awakening sometimes is killed or actually suppressed by our leaders. Our leaders are not helping us to rise. And they are kind of making us to sleep even more. Because whatever they bring in front of us is not really helping us to go forward. And as I say, we need to go to renew our mind so they may be able to understand the will of the Father. When you understand the will of the Father, then you start acting upon it. You will know that these people need the word. These people need this. These people need help. And that's what makes the society in the community become beautiful and vibrant, because we know what the Father needs for this community. If we do not know, we'll have church as usual, as we meet every Sunday, but that church does not have any impact whatsoever in our community. And there will never be a revival. There will never be an awakening. People won't know if the church is important, if you have to come to church or not. This is what I can say. Yes, Muruti, I finished what I was saying.
Yes. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729, and you can talk to us directly there. Let's see what you say. Like I said, I promised that then we will also listen to Bishop Brian Mashike also there about the very notion of awakening just after this.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Thank you for choosing us as your daily companion. Visit radiopulpit.co.za for spiritual fuel for the journey.
Bishop Mashike.
Pastor Ray, good evening. I greet you together with your crew and the listeners in the name of the Lord Jesus, and may grace and peace be multiplied unto you and to all the listeners at large in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Spiritual awakening. Number one, we awaken that which has been sleeping, which has been dormant, or that which has been there, literally. Yes, though something new can still be instilled. But Paul writes to Timothy and say, stir up the gift that is in you. So that was an awakening, an instruction to cultivate, to resurrect, to polish the gift that was in him. So normally we awaken that which is there, or that which had already existed, or that which people, or which somebody has lost. And how do we do that? There cannot be a true spiritual awakening without some few factors. Number one, repentance and encounter with God. Luke chapter 13, verse number 3, Jesus says, unless you repent, you shall likewise perish. Repentance is key. To repent, it means to turn. You understand? You turn from something into something else. So, biblically, if you check in the book of Revelation, Jesus speaks to the message to the seven churches. He says, it's either revival or death. Another word for repentance is revival. So, revival always precedes awakening. Revival always precedes a new beginning. Revival always precedes a new lifting. Oh, a new dimension. So, as a matter of fact, everybody or anybody that needs to experience the hand of God, a new move, a new turnaround, a new lifting, number one, he should repent. We repent from our sins. We repent from what we are, from the sins that we've done knowingly and the sins that we've done unknowingly, and turn to God. And that's him having an encounter with him. You look at the man called Zacchaeus. He said, after encountering Jesus, he said, Lord, whomever I've robbed four times, I've robbed once, I will repay him four times, if I'm not mistaken. So that's an attitude of repentance. That's an encounter. That's an awakening. It's awakening the good deeds that were dormant, that were silent, that were ignored, that were trampled upon, you understand? And that were even unknown. Somewhere scripture says, my people die because of lack of knowledge. So ignorance is another factor that makes us sleep and not be awakened. Number two is prayer. There cannot be true awakening unless prayer is used as a tool. Prayer and hunger to God. The Bible says, blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. It's not just hungering. It's hunger followed by action, followed by desire, followed by action towards God, followed by seeking God. And God says, they that seek me shall find me. So God can always be found. That is an assurance that we have, or whenever we seek God, he can be found. And it's impossible to find God and not be renewed. You look at the issue of the story of Isaiah. He says, after the death of King Uzziah, I saw the Lord. Check what follows after, he says to himself, who unto me, for I am a man of unclean lips, I'm undone. You understand? So immediately when you have a reflection, when you have a sight of the Lord, automatically you see what you are and all your actions so that literally leads to a revival or repentance, because you will realize that the Lord is holy and we need to turn and become more and more like him. So prayer and hunger. Prayer, if you check Elijah or any other man of God, even Jesus, he used prayer as a tool, to connect. That in fact, there is nothing that connects heaven and earth besides through prayer. That's why if you read Luke 18, Jesus said, the Bible says, he spoke to this parable to this end, that man ought always to pray and never give up. Prayer is a communion with God, is a connection with God, and it brings the fire of God, it brings the love of God into our hearts, you understand? So prayer is very key. This is one thing that never should die in our lives for an awakening. An awakening is not just for a moment. It's a continuous processing. I will say, if you have an encounter today, don't never think that no, that encounter is all that you need enough. There can be a lot and a lot and a lot and lots of encounters with God. So prayer does not change God. It changes us human beings to be in line with what God wants us to be. So prayer is very important. It's key. If you can ignore anything, don't ignore prayer. It's important. Prayer brings, it makes more power available to us as believers. Prayer is dependence on God. It shows we are humble, we rely, and we depend on God. But somebody that is pride not to pray. Amen. My third point is that awakenings are ushered by the Holy Spirit. Luke chapter 2 from verse 1, the day of Pentecost. It is the Holy Ghost. Anything else that can be called an awakening without being ushered by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, I'll come to that a bit later, is not an awakening at all.
Let's stop it a bit there. And of course, we'll come back to it. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way, awakening what it is even all about. And we need to hear from you. Send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. Babongane, let's hear what you say on this matter.
Ngukoshi thuba ngibingelele kwemfundiso le ngibingelele ke nezambeli zakho ke lapha e-studio nabalaleli bonke be-Radio Pulpit ngibingelela ke egameni lenkosi yethu uKristu Jesu waseNazaretha isihloko esithi The Awakening ukuvuswa siyokhuluma malungana nokuvuswa kwamakholwa The Awakening is to wake up out of spiritual sleep darkness turning to light Romans 13 verse 11 to 13 says, And do this knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. 12. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. 13. Let us walk properly, as in day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy. Lana, uPaulu wayekhuluma nabazalwane bebandla laseRoma ebayala ngokuthi mabavuke ebuthongweni ethi mabalahle imisebenzi yobumnyama, bahlome izikhali zokukhanya, bahambe ngokufaneleyo njengasemini, kungabi ngokuminza nokudakwa, kungabi ngobufebe namanyala, kungabi ngoku Abana nomhawu evesini lika 14 wayebakhuthaza ukuthi mabembathe inkosi uJesu Kristu. Spiritual slumber comes as disobedience to the commandments of God and a focus of a worldly things rather than spiritual ones. This is a call to turn back to God from sin. Change must first take place in the churches. The revival must start within us, the Christian family. Maiqale kithi imvuselelo. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 17 says, For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, What will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Singavuki sesinephango, sesethile, sesomile, noma singabalambileyo. We must not awaken with an empty soul. Psalm 3 verse 5 says, I lay down and slept, I awoke, For the Lord sustained me. We are not to sleep a perpetual sleep. Singalali ubuthongo obuphakade. Kumele sivuke. We are not to sleep like drunkards. We must awake from sleep mightily. Awake and look around. Put on our righteous garment and put on our strength. Siyolahlekelwa ngamandla esaphiwa nguNkulunkulu uma siwaphatha budedengu. Abaphiki Kristu bayodlala ngathi njengamaFilisti adlala ngoSamsoni. Imfihlakalo kaNkulunkulu kumele ukuthi siphathise okwezekhali zamantunga zibe ligugu lethu. Singavuki sizithole sesingqonu. Isikhumuliwe ingubo yethu yokulunga senziwe ihlazo zimbangi zethu. Bathandekayo, masingabi iziwula kodwa sibe ngabahlakaniphileyo. Prayer and dependence on God are essential for experiencing and sustaining spiritual awakening. I thank you. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate Babongane. Godfrey.
Hi, good evening, Brother Ray. And thank the you, guests and the listeners. The awakening has begun. I think I started noticing it around 2019. which, as far as I'm concerned, is the prophetic 400 years of slavery of the children of the Most High, and is the end of the prophetic 400 years. If you calculate from 1619 up until 2019, that's when now things started coming out, all the hidden things, the books of the hidden books, esoteric books, knowledge. People started talking about spiritualism, spiritism, some misinterpreted to think that it's a African spirituality, and yet it was the spirit of the Most High. But that was heightened by others who were aware what was happening at the time. But it's all in the Most High's plan. Also, he prophesied in the book of Daniel, chapter 12, verse 4, where he says the people will be going to and fro, and then the knowledge in the world will increase. That is the spiritual awakening. And then he said, those who are wise will see these things, and then those who are written in the book of life will escape all the evil that is going to come. Because now the awakening is going to make you aware of what is happening around, all the hidden things, all the lies. The spirit of the Most High is going to reveal. It's going to reveal who we are, who are the true chosen children, how to see them, and then the discernment of the scriptures. It has never been like this time around. There are so many denominations at once. This is not happening to other so-called religion. It's only in Christianity, in the followers of the Most High, inside the church, outside, and everything around it. It's growing, and some are coming this way and that way, trying to confuse this awakening. We're gonna notice that we're gonna start aligning because of the knowledge, and the knowledge and the understanding of spiritual awakening is gonna divide and separate and group together those who think alike. If you notice, the people who listen to your show are a certain breed of people. There are certain people who listen to this show and that show, and certain people attend certain denominations. We're gonna be divided along those lines, along the lines of the awakening. But this was a creation of the Most High. In the past, time past, he told the Israelites that he put the spirit of slumber on them because they were disobedient. But he promised that in the last days he will remove it, and then he will open up all the hidden things that are in the scriptures. Children will dream dreams, old men will see visions, and all of that. That was being was prophesied in the olden times. So the awakening, it's true, it's happening. I feel it, I know it. I've read the Bible when I was young, but the last past 4 years, I'm starting to get the spiritual discernment, the understanding, which is beyond. It's amazing. That's what I can say. Yeah, this awakening is not for everybody. It's for the chosen ones, so that they can remember who they are, and then take up their rightful place, and then prepare for the coming of the Most High. Thank you, Brother Ray. We're testing in the 5 minutes or more. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You just missed it by seconds, man.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Sihamba ngokholo kunye nawe apha e Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Right, thank you so much, Mabongan, and thank you so much, Godfrey. And I really appreciate. May the Father just do you good and graciously more. We are only left with just a few minutes, to be precise, only 4 minutes. I'll give our guests two, that they say their last points, their parting shots on the issue of awakening. Now, when it comes to awakening, also one should know. The awakening is about the very aspect of a transformation. Acts chapter 19, verses 19 says, also many of those who had practiced magic brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all. And they counted up the value of them, and it totaled 50,000 pieces of silver. So that's a lot. That's a lot of value there. But this in itself is a transformation. This is what we should know. Take your 2 minutes, Muruti Mraka. What does it mean, finally?
My brother, even as you are reading that portion, it shows that once your deep thinking, your soul, your heart, is awakening to walking the path of Christ unwaveringly, in a committed way, in an uncompromising manner, it will show in the actions that you take. Those actions will really show that you are spiritually awakening to that which God has called you to. The last thing which I just want to say is that Peter speaks about this in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. And he also speaks about it in the very same 2 Peter in chapter 1, from verse 12 to 15. I won't read them. They keep on saying, in all of them, he says, I am thoroughly awakening you through reminding you the very things which you know. I'm reminding you that your sincere deep thinking should continue in these things. What things? The things that the Lord Jesus Christ had handed over to the apostles, their doctrine and the manner of walk and so forth. That is awakening if we take what we have been given, the commandments, and walk in them. Staying in the Word, relying on the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Wow, I hear you well. Thank you so much, Muruti. Pastor Sam, let me bring this to you also. When we speak of the very aspect of an awakening, we start to see Christ basically sets an example, the Hamashiach, in Luke 19:45. Then he went into the temple and began to drive out those who brought, who bought and sold in it, the very much cleansing of the body of the Hamashiach, or the body of saints, or the fellowships of saints, is also a big sign of awakening. What say you then?
Thank you very much. What I'll say is, we need to go back to the fourth law, to go back to how things used to be. When you read the Bible in the Revelation, when John is bringing messages to the churches. There is a reminder of going back to the first love. There's a reminder of going back to what is important when it comes to the church. The church for me is the body that needs to work together so that whatever that is not part of the body may be kicked out of it, of the system. We need to be in that place whereby we take care of it. We work in such a way that there is a communication among the members of the body, and that makes the body works properly. And we have reached a time where we need to break away, if I might say, as I'm finishing saying, that we need to break away all these denomination things, to come to a place of removing them, not by jumping into another thing like ecumenism, but breaking it by saying we are one in Christ and follow him through the word by not having a group things or whatever, just saying, hey, we want to be the children of God. Let's serve the Father the way we should.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And of course, thank you very much to Ruti Karabumraka. Thank you so much to Dr. TC. Thank you so much. Professor Samuel Kabamba, thank you so much. To Bishop Brian Mashike, and thank you for the congregation in Venda who are communicating even as we speak now. They're listening to Brian. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Also to Dr. Barato Moema, we really appreciate. Thank you for the contributions. Thank you also for making sure that the show goes on. Thank you so much to Godfrey. Thank you so much, Wabonga. Thank you to everyone who have listened, everyone who have sent messages, everyone who have been praying for us. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. We'll talk again tomorrow, same time. And I want to say thank you to Ruti Muraka. It's good to have you back, sir. Thank you very much. We love you. Pass our regards at home.
Thank you, my brother. I will do that to my family, and please do the same to your family. And Pastor Kabamba also, please pass our regards to your family.
Thank you so much.
All love to the brethren.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Sam, pass our regards at home. Thank you so much.
Yes, I'll do exactly that. Thank you very much to all of us, and may the Almighty Father continue to bless us and bless your families as well.
Thank you so much, and shalom to both of you. It's been great, it's been wonderful. And then coming up next, it is Dr. Mabunda. He's taking you through from me, Ray. It's been beautiful, it's been great. And we say, Tuda! Rabah!
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.